So, Stuart, first of all, then, as we look forward to the Newcastle game, you've had a couple of injuries recently. How are the likes of Lavery?
Well, I'm not. I've got poor news, really. I'm reporting poor news. Kaelin Lavery's got a posterior cruciate injury, which is a disappointing thing. Hopefully, he's not going to require surgery. He sees a specialist this afternoon at 4 o'clock. They call it like a car crash injury, where his foot's stuck in the ground, knees forced forward, as though anybody's banging it on the dashboard. So unfortunately for him, we thought it might have been worse. It might have been in an ACL, but fingers crossed it'll be. But it's going to be a couple of months, I think, minimum. Kieran Westwood looks like he's tweaked a cartilage. So again, he's seen a specialist at 4 o'clock today. So we'll know the outcome of that, whether he's going to need surgery on it just to tidy it up. Jerry Milan's got a bit of a slight tear in the muscle, so I think he's going to be out the game for Saturday and tomorrow and Saturday. So I haven't got much good news. Kieran Lee hopefully will be back available for the Barnsley game on Saturday.
Quite a bit to get through there then. So Lavery, couple of months, best case scenario.
Hopefully, yeah. Because there was nobody round him, his foot stuck in the ground, and his weight's gone forward. And when he's come off, our physio thought it was a bad, and they thought maybe it might be an ACL, which would have been a 6 month job. So it was frustrating for him because he was looking very, very sharp.
Kieran Westwood, then, I appreciate he's going to see the specialist this afternoon, but is there an educated guess as to how long he might be out for? Do you think he'll miss the start of the season?
I don't know. We'll wait for the specialist's report. But he trained on Friday before the Doncaster game, and just felt something tweak in his knee. So, just so frustrating at the moment.
Because I was going to come here and say, what about additions? Well, that situation's got perhaps even more severe now. Give us a sense of a broad view. How likely is it you're going to be able to sign somebody in the next few days?
Well, at the moment, we'll probably be going into this Newcastle game with a very, very thin squad made up of the development players. Regarding recruitment, at the end of the day, I'm pestering the chairman and pestering Paul Aldridge to allow me to get some players in. They know how important it is that we've got to get players in before the Brighton game.
There's a couple of points on that. We all know the takeover's pending. Do you have scope while in this process to go out and sign players then, or are you waiting for the nod, if you like, from the Football League?
Well, we've got players teed up. We're just waiting for the nod to say, right, we can go ahead and get these players on board. And so it's frustrating because we've had players lined up before and unfortunately they couldn't wait. They've moved on to other clubs. But no, I'm confident that we will get more players in before the Brighton game.
Can you tell us how many you've missed out on throughout this process? Because it's probably 3 or 4 weeks longer than I think we all thought it might be.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to go into details because at the end of the day, that out of respect for the players, that I know they had other options, and they just couldn't wait. So that's been frustrating from my point of view. But no, at the end of the day, that, like I say, was that we'll keep plugging away. We've got players lined up. One thing I do know is that I've been in contract with several Premier League clubs, and they're just wanting to wait till about 10 games into the season. So that's been a bit frustrating as well.
In terms of the work that you've been able to do behind the scenes to get players lined up then, should it all happen this afternoon? No, obviously no. How many players have you got ready and waiting to arrive here?
Well, again, we've had players in the building, had medicals, and we're just waiting to get the green light to get them players overboard. And then, like I said, we've got a couple of the players that we've been talking to. We'll just have to wait and see. We've just got to be a little bit more patient. Pleasing thing is we're not playing Brighton on Saturday. And if it means we'll have to go into the start of the season, so be it.
I have to say, dealing with some of the supporters, there's a mix of perhaps optimism and frustration at this stage. Where do you stand in all of that?
I think a bit of both. It's when we finished on, I don't know, May the 4th, was it, against Ipswich? Took a while getting the boys re-signed that we wanted to get signed, suddenly got them on board and was hoping to add new additions to it, to go out to Slovenia. Hasn't happened, but like I say, I've got a group of lads that are working very, very hard, looking forward to the Newcastle game, looking forward to the Barnsley game. Might just have to have one eye on the Barnsley game regarding, once we've played the Newcastle game, who can play, and because I've got to have one eye on the Brighton game.
Is there a particular priority signings-wise? Because, you know, you've got additions, you brought the Leuvens in, Semedo signed up, barring injury, of course, you find the goalkeeping department. Is there somewhere that, if you had to choose, we need that type of player in now for the Brighton game, what would it be?
All areas, forwards and defenders at the moment. I think we're okay in the midfield area at the moment. We've got enough bodies to cover us there. But like I said before, if any player comes available where I think it's going to improve the team, unfortunately, they don't drop in the order that you want them to do. But I just want to get bodies through. I just need to get bodies through the door.
Must be difficult in a situation like this because you're the guy here from a football point of view, yet at the minute it's factors non-football that are holding up the process.
Yeah, but like I said, all I'm in control of what goes on inside them white lines. I'm trying to keep the players upbeat and getting them up for the games, for the Newcastle game and Barnsley. And all we can do is focus on what we can do in getting the team prepared, our tactics ready, getting the fitness levels up as well.
If I can change tack to trialists, Keller, have you made a decision on him?
Yeah, Keller will be playing tomorrow night. I think him and I will sit down again after the Newcastle game. So it's a good opportunity for the Sheffield Wednesday fans to see what he can do. He'll play alongside Glenn Leuvens tomorrow night.
What do you see in him? What qualities do you believe he has?
Experience, brings experience, knowledgeable, very mobile, fit boy as well. His passing range is good. And he's a good organiser, a good talker. So he's fitted in well into the dressing room.
Brandao, where are things at with him? He's a name that's done the rounds. What about him?
Yeah, Brandao, we had in the building, showed him what the Hillsborough was like, took him round the stadium. At this moment, again, he's one that's on the back burner.
Right. And is Tardieu, only did GCSE French, is he in that boat as well?
Tardieu's been in the building, like I said, he's had a medical, passed his medical, and again, we're trying to get him through the door.
So you're obviously looking far and wide. I mean, presumably there's a decent, healthy chunk of lads that have played in this country as well.
Yeah. At the end of the day, what we do know, we beat Notts County in the Cup. We've got 7 games in a 21 day, so the squad is going to be at full stretch. So we need to add strength in depth. It'd be probably a bit too much to ask some of the development boys to step up. But who knows, if it's a case B, they'll get thrown in and we'll see what they can do.
Within this process, and I know a lot of fans have thrown the question at me, so I'm obviously going to pass it on to you, in the fact of wanting that striker with the well-worn cliche of somebody who can get a load of goals for you. I mean, do you have targets like that in mind here, or players you believe will be that type of player?
Yeah, I do believe. Obviously, it's well documented. We were in for Matty Fryer. What probably didn't help us was Stuart Pearce getting the job at Nottingham Forest. Stuart's worked with Matty before at under 21 level. I'm good friends with Stuart's assistant manager, Steve Wigley. So Matty Fryer living at Derby was probably, it was just the wrong timing for us. Again, it was frustrating because we thought we'd got Matty through the door. But end of the day, Forest were able to offer him what he wanted.
One of the names just popped into my head, and Leon Best, is he at all on a list at all, or in that group maybe you've just mentioned?
Liam, again, like I said, is any player that we've had in this building, we've tended to see the best out of them when they've had about 3, 4, 5 games, and because more often than not they haven't been playing in anybody's first team. We had to get Leon match fit, and he contributed to I think it was 5 goals probably in 12 games or something. But I see he's been linked with other football clubs. At the moment, he's Blackburn Rovers player. I don't think there's anything being sorted out on that end. But I will never say never.
Do you think when all this gets signed off takeover-wise, you'll be in a position to pay cash for signing? It's not just a case of loan market and freeze, etc. Do you think you will be in the boat to maybe pay out some transfer fees?
I'd hope so. Like I say... One, we're waiting on the Premier League clubs to make decisions regarding maybe 2 or 3 players coming on season loans. But they don't have to let them players out at the moment because they're getting so much money, they can stockpile the players. Once you get 5, 6 games down the road in the Premier League, there'll probably be boys knocking on their manager's door saying, I need some game of football. So that's been frustrating from that front. It might be 6 games down the road in the Premier League before we can get them players in. But you need some funds to sign your own players as well. So hopefully when it's all ratified and everything's gone through, hopefully we can have some transfer fees.
Final question on this point. Do you have any indication as to when that might be?
No.
Moving on then, Newcastle. As a test, as a challenge, aside from not getting any more injuries, what do you want to see from your group of players?
Well, I just said to the players today, we're just preparing them for the game. says the most important thing when you're playing against Premiership players is you've got to be in their faces. You've got to stop them from getting their heads up and picking out the passes, because they'll hurt you. Doesn't matter if it's Premier League players, Championship, League One. So from a fitness point of view, all I want to see is closing down, winning the ball back in their half as early as possible and as quickly as possible. I'm pleased that Atty's got two headed goals, and we've been working on Atty getting between the posts, but we have to provide services for him. So hopefully Atty will continue. But the most important thing, I think, is that my thoughts are, I just want to get through the game with no injuries.
It's a big year for him, isn't it? I know we in part addressed this with you on Sunday afternoon, but he's had his year now. He's had his kind of warm-up to life in English football. Now's the time to start delivering the goods.
Well, it was difficult for him because I think he came in probably a week or 8 days or 9 days, whatever, to start the season. Not had a pre-season. But one thing I do know is a boy who takes great pride in his profession. He's worked very, very hard through the summer. One thing he's more knowledgeable about what the Championship is about now. The only thing he probably doesn't know anything about Wolves or Rotherham or Brentford, who have come up, but he'll know anything about the Premier League boys. So he's a little bit wiser. He'll realise what is the physical demands of the Championship going Saturday, Tuesday. And if anything, we probably saw he's carried on from where he left off, because he's got two goals pre-season. And he was scoring goals at the end of the season, and well liked. And one thing he does know, that he puts a great shift in for the team.
Final one then from me. Newcastle as a side, who do you expect to see here? What do you expect as a challenge from them?
I think they'll probably keep the ball. Like I say, it's a big, it'd be a good fitness test for us. But what I don't want to do is them dominating possession. I want us to win back the ball as early as possible and cause them a problem.